Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Natural, a novel by Ross Raisin, read by Sean Grindell. Chapter 1. A few drivers had slowed to look up at the side of the coach as it circled the roundabout. Along one stretch of its window, near the back, three pairs of white buttocks were pressed to the glass, like a row of supermarket chicken breasts. A car came past, and the driver sounded his horn. The next driver repeated the action. When the coach lurched off the roundabout, one of the pairs of buttocks momentarily disappeared, before returning emphatically to its place alongside the others. Tom sat alone beside his kit bag, looking across the aisle at the hysterical, gurning faces of the three mooners. The middle one had dropped his trousers to his ankles, his cock bobbing stupidly with the motion of the vehicle as it overtook a caravan onto the dual carriageway. Tom turned away, glad that the short journey was nearly over. They were on their way to a hotel, away from the town centre, a pre-season policy enforced by the chairman in the aftermath of one eventful weekend the previous summer. Tom had not been at the club then, although he had heard the story. He'd arrived less than 2 months ago, shortly after being let go by his boyhood club at a brief and tearful meeting with a new manager. The memory of that afternoon was still difficult for him to think about. All the second-year scholars lining up in the corridor among the new man's cardboard boxes and whiteboards. The office and its stale stink of the old gaffer's cigarettes. The sight of the new manager behind the desk, calling for him to take a seat.
"You're a good lad, from what I hear. Your parents should be proud of you. You're going to be some player."